Live from the University of Pretoria, this is Tux FM.
You know, I always say, I'm not alone, never alone. And it's the case today. But today, ladies and gentle boys, friends and family, everyone around the world, I am joined by none other than Lady Zamar herself. Bah, 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 bah. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm chill. Thanks, and yourself?
All good, man. I'm so excited you're here.
Thank you.
Just a little bit, fangirling, but it's okay.
No. Yeah,
it's fine. Composure. We're going to put ourselves together and we're going to do it. So we've got a lot to talk about. I hear there's a new single in the works.
Yeah.
There's also something we have in common that
Which
you
is?
Might not know.
Are we Gemini?
Something a bit deeper, girl. Like you and I, we got a connection. But you're going to want to stay tuned to find out.
Loyal to the music. This is Tux FM.
I'm starting to calm down, okay?
Okay.
It's getting better. I can breathe now. The oxygen is flowing. It's all good. Tegeto, has it hit you yet, or are you okay?
You know how talkative I am, right? I've been sitting here, and I've been wanting to say something, but it's very difficult, because I'm literally fangirling from the side.
Stop. But you know what? Onwards we go. Now, a lot of people, obviously, most people know your story, but you know, for those who have been living under rocks and not respecting you and your life, you know, you started with Junior Torres, you guys were together and everything, and you eventually split and went up on your own. And I want to know, how was that move? Because I know sometimes you get so comfortable and you're like, this is going good and whatever. And what made you decide to just, you know, say, it's time for Zamar to shine on her own?
It wasn't about shining. It was really about growing. But it was a decision I'd made long ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, you know, you can't really like tell people like, yo, I know we got an album coming out, but technically speaking, 6 months from now, I'll be out.
Hectic. You know?
So before the album even dropped, I'd already made my announcement that I'm going to be out. I'm not going to stay. They would get 6 months of my life and that's it, you know.
Hectic.
So when I finally did get out, I was scared, like any normal human being should be.
Yeah.
I was terrified that I would fall on my face and I would make terrible music
but
that nobody
now.
Would like.
Look now. Complete opposite happened.
Yeah, it was. I think I was really blessed in that regard. It doesn't happen often. And it was not because I thought I was better. It was just sometimes you just know that it's time.
What do you think helped you overcome the fear and just, you know, go?
My support structure.
Yeah.
My friends are amazing. My friends are amazing. They are my ride or dies most of the time, you know. And they support me in terms of encouraging me that I can do this. I remember my one friend kept on saying to me, you got this. No matter what I say, like, you got this. And I was like, you know, I have to appreciate the fact that they're like that. And every single person that I've had in my life ever since then are really like rocks that I can fall on, you know, like that I can land on my feet. And they help me stay focused and they help me stay true to who I am. And they encourage me and tell me that I'm great all the time. And when I make a mistake, trust, they're first in line.
I feel like I'm that type of friend, though. Like, yeah, I'll support you, but when you mess up, I'm like, sis, you check yourself. It's good. Absolute friendship goals. More from Ladies and More after your news headlines.
The dream is alive. Tux FM 107.2.
Right here on Tux FM 107.2, and in my life right now is Lady Zamar, and I'm just trying to, you know, deal with it and contain. But you know, the one thing I love about you is I can see through even just the way you are right now, you look and seem so passionate. You really seem like you just enjoy what you do, and I want to know, what do you enjoy most about what you do?
I enjoy creating the music. I love being in studio. It's one of the most beautiful things in the world to get a song and you start the story and you weave this tale and you are then in charge of making sure that the sounds are perfect. You know, I'm involved in each and every aspect of the creation of every one of my songs. So from the beat selections to the sessionists who come on to the arrangement and even the mixing and the mastering, it's amazing. When I'm done with a song, I feel so satisfied. I don't believe in being the best because you have like the number one song.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you're the best when you can come from studio and you know you just created fire.
Yeah.
You know? If people don't think it's fire, that's their problem. They don't know how to recognize.
Who are they?
You know, but you're only as good as your last session. That's what I've always told people. And because what if I created that song 7 years ago that's now number one?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that means for the last 7 years I've just been out here just rusting.
Hectic.
You know? So I love that. The creation is amazing. Writing for me is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's such a gruesome exercise. Being clever about words and everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a... I look back at my work and I'm like, there's no way I wrote this. There's no way. And I know a lot of people don't actually hear what I'm saying because there's so much hype in the song.
Yeah, people
are just going with it. But if people just take some time and just read what I've written, I am more proud of that than the musical compilation.
Whew, sis. So. This got real heavy, real deep. I'm a bit overwhelmed, man.
This is Our Identity. This is Tux FM.
You know one thing I love about your music, Lady Zamar, is low-key, apart from that, you know, South African vibe that everyone gives, you are 100% on par and sometimes even better than what's going on over the sea, sis. So,
oh, wow.
Kudos to you. But thank I want to know, is there any international artist that you would really love to work with?
Calvin Harris.
Okay, I didn't expect that.
Who did you expect?
You know the usual. They're like, I won't be with Beyonce. I won't work with Rihanna. Why Calvin Harris?
I wouldn't be able to keep up with Beyonce, y'all. Y'all, let's not lie about that.
Nobody can. It's okay. It's not just
like, you know. But Calvin, he does like house music. A lot of people don't realize how house he actually is.
Okay.
And he's so experimental, and he's so his music is like way ahead of the curve. Like it's like the other side. By the time that the rest of the world is making dance music like that, Calvin has already like surpassed that level.
I've been doing this,
you know. And I love how he never stays the same. Like there's this problem that we have in South Africa where the music, it's like they want you to stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that is such a bad thing for culture and learning and innovation in music. And what Calvin Harris does, he challenges and breaks boundaries, you know, and he does not stick to one type of musician either. Every single one of his songs, it's like a different person. But when you look into the structure of the music, that's when you're like, that is still Calvin Harris, you know. He's amazing.
For sure, for sure. So if you have something you'd like to ask Lady Zamar, the WhatsApp line is 061-720-1072. You can send through a message or a voice note. But I think let's all just go at Calvin Harris and be like, yo, someone's here for you.
Tux FM 107.2, my music, my life.
Okay, I'm still saying I'm coming down, but I'm lying. It's a lie. All of it is a lie. I'm still starstruck. It's still all good in the hood. But now, you know, you've been saying you want to work with Calvin Harris. Cool.
Yeah.
So we know who it is. But you've already got, you know, multiple accolades and awards under your belt. I want to know, is there one award or any, like, one major career goal that you're still kind of looking to achieve? And when you get it, you're like, yeah.
One major? There's so many.
Okay, tell
them
all.
So many. Like, I'd like to win a Billboard.
Yeah.
I would like to win a Grammy.
Yeah.
I would like to win a VMA.
Yes.
I would like, and I know it's VMAs for that side, but who cares?
Who cares?
You know? I still would love to win, like, Album of the Year sometime.
Yes.
I'd like to win awards in every single country.
Yes.
You know? I want to win the most daring artist award if there is such a thing.
That's really cool. It's funny you say that because usually we have a thing that we do here on the show and we call it speak it into existence, right?
Okay.
So we're like, whatever you want, it's like that saying, will it and it will, you
yes.
know? If you say it, so girl, we speaking it into
yeah.
you, it's going to happen.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, thank you.
Now, you have a new song.
Yeah.
I've heard it. I don't think everyone else has heard it because, you know, I'm on it, you know? This is love. Tell us about the jam. It's a lot.
This is love. I was in a situation where I was with somebody and there was somebody else who really loved me too. Cause I mean,
what's not to love?
And I was this close to like walking away because of this other, you know, the promise of greener pastures.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it's so nice and it seems like it's so great. And I guess because as women and men, we are kind of stuck in fantasy world sometimes where we think that relationships and love should be a certain way. And when it's not that way, we're like, no, that means it's not working. And that's not the case. And that was what I was going through at that time, where I had this idea of what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And this other person was presenting me with this fantasy, like, yes, this is what I want. But I kind of snapped out of it. Like, no, what I feel right now is genuine love for this person. Well, it's unconditional, and it is real. And I'm not going to allow your idea of what I should be like in a relationship to define me, you know. And it's nice to have more than one person interested in you. But what's more beautiful than having so many people interested in you is knowing for sure that there's this one person that you genuinely love. So this is love. When I say I want him to know, it's me saying to myself that I want the person that I am with to know that this is love what I feel. I'm also at the exact same time saying I want this other person who thinks that I shouldn't love this other person to know that I love this person.
Sure,
so
tea.
It's a dual meaning, a double. And it's directed at two different people.
Yeah, I feel like you're our. Can we just employ you as our resident love doctor?
Please, please. Like,
I am terrible at giving love advice. I can write the stories.
You're doing it also. I think that's actually what I'm going to ask. The WhatsApp line is 061-720-1072. Send through what you would like some love advice from Lady Zamal. Let's see if she can fix our lives.
Tux FM 107.2.
It is Lady Zamal, the new one. It's called This Is Love, and I love it. That's all I'm trying to say. It is a beautiful track.
Thank you.
Honestly, I asked you now how long it took, and the number you gave me shocked me. So let's just tell everybody else, how long did it take you to create this masterpiece?
It took us 8 months.
Yeah, imagine that. You know,
recorded it, I think, 6 times. Changed the production a little bit here and there. Wrote it for about 2014, 4 years.
Hectic. Yeah. You know that trend that's going on Twitter, the summoning circle? I'm summoning that type of dedication, perseverance. Yeah, I feel like things would be greater in our lives if we could just work like how Lady Zamal is working. But I don't know. In order to get there, we need some advice from the queen herself, okay? So we asked you out there, what relationship advice would you like to hear from what we're now turning the love doctor? If you don't want that title, sorry, sis, it's yours now. Okay, so we have a voice note. Let's hear what the people want to know.
Hi, my question for Lady Zamal would be, what do you think are the 5 most important things that should exist in a relationship for it to prosper?
Big one.
Five.
Five.
Yo, okay. First thing, mutual respect.
Okay, true.
Y'all should respect each other. Communication. You guys need to know how to talk to each other. You guys should actually be each other's fans. Whether you're just the street sweeper or the dustbin guy, doesn't matter. Just be the fan of that person.
Hitting me inside.
I think what you also need to do is, okay, this thing is cutting. The fourth thing that you need in a relationship is understanding and empathy for each other and for each other's families. And the fifth thing is patience. Sure. Just be patient with each other and with the relationship, and it'll happen. I wish I could take my own advice, though.
The love doctor done said it, and she's also proved why I am single, because I'm not having any of those things. So you know what, it's okay. I got the advice, I got the knowledge, I'm gonna take it, I'm gonna work on it. When next time you come back, sis, I'm gonna be like, yeah, I remember those 5
I'll be
things.
Like asking you, like, hey, what's happening now, like, how far along?
I'm patient, I'm his fan. It has been such a great time with you. Thank you so much for being here and bringing us your new jam.
Thank you for having
believe,
me
sis, we're gonna play it till people are like, okay, Max, we get it now. I'm like, no, but you don't, because this is love. It has been Lady Zamal right here on Tux FM 107.2.
We lead, the rest follow. This is Tux FM.